So you've got some aches and pains, sore knees, achy back or shoulder? Well, join the club. About one in every five Americans has some form of arthritis, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Medications can help curb symptoms, but Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog, is here to talk about doctors and patients increasingly turning to diet to help reduce pain. First of all, Sally, what exactly is arthritis?
So arthritis is a term that we use to describe actually more than 100 different types of diseases. And that can range from, you know, like the pain that you get in your knee to fibromyalgia. And so it's really kind of a catch-all phrase. It turns out that women are much more likely to get arthritis than men, and incidence also increases with age. We do know that obesity, injury, infection, and some occupations, so, you know, if you're down on your knees a lot or doing certain things, we know dentists sometimes have back problems, that those are the things that are helping to promote arthritis. And the really interesting thing is that by 2040, it is projected that 78 million Americans aged 18 or older are probably going to suffer from arthritis.
Are there foods that can help ease aching joints?
There are, and I love this part of it because I think it's so much more fun to turn to a food than to a pill. And so one of those that's looking very interesting is tart cherry juice. The University of Pennsylvania did a study of 58 people who basically drank 2 8-ounce bottles of tart cherry juice daily for 6 weeks, and they kind of divided the group in half. So for one half, they just got a placebo or water or something, and then the other half got the tart cherry juice. And they found that this didn't cure their arthritis by any means, but they did see much better scores on indexes that are used to assess, you know, how much can they walk, how comfortable do they feel walking, are they in pain, that kind of thing. And they found that the tart cherry juice group, whether as they rotated, that they all did a little bit better. Also, tart cherry lowered C-reactive protein, which we know is a marker of inflammation. So that means everything's kind of getting a little bit quieter in the body. And again, not a cure for arthritis, but it might make you feel better.
Mm. Anything in the spice rack that might help us?
Yeah, and I love this part of it. So if you happen to like Indian food, you are in luck right now. So it's two of the golden spices that are really popular in Indian foods, turmeric and curcumin, are proving to be some very interesting possibilities of, it looks like they can really reduce arthritis. And so this has been drawn from both animal and human studies. And again, these are substances, they've been around for, you know, forever almost. I mean, think how far back some of these dishes go that have these spices. And we're finding that in animal studies and in human studies that they have antiviral, anti-inflammatory, antifungal, and a lot of other benefits. They're also under study to help and prevent cancer, heart disease, diabetes. And some people are so excited about curcumin that they're actually calling it, and I'm going to try to say this right, cure cumin, because they find that it does have that promise. Mm. There's if you've ever had cayenne pepper, mm-hmm. another kind of tongue twister there, for at least for me, there are now 14 randomized controlled clinical trials. That's really the gold standard for scientific studies that suggest that cayenne actually can help reduce back pain more than placebo. And this is coming from the Cochrane Library, which is a very well-respected library in the UK. And they compile all different kinds of studies, look at them really carefully. And they think that there is some evidence for cayenne being helpful with back pain.
Fish oil has been pretty popular too, hasn't it?
It has. And in fact, a Mayo Clinic study in 2015 found that fish oils could help reduce inflammation, which is what we know happens when you have like a sore knee or sore back. But this isn't a slam dunk yet. But again, I think it's something that you're not going to hurt yourself if you eat a couple of extra servings of fish or occasionally take some fish oil tablets. And in Thailand, they actually found that 1,000 milligrams per day of fish oil improved knee performance compared to placebo. They also looked at 2,000 milligrams and they didn't see that more was better. So again, it's something that might help you, might be worth thinking about or talking to your doctor about.
We've heard a lot about these supplements, glucosamine, chondroitin. How effective are those?
Yeah, so this is another really interesting area, and you do see this first emerged actually in pets, that some of these substances were used to help dogs in particular with sore joints. The National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health at NIH has taken a close look at this, and they did this a couple of years ago, and they concluded that they can't find great evidence for these at this point. Mm-hmm. And the American College of Rheumatology has recommended that people with knee or hip conditions with osteoarthritis not use these substances. But they also conceded that this was somewhat controversial because there are people who say they're helped by them. And so they basically said that this isn't one of their strongest recommendations, and they knew that it was controversial. So I suspect we're going to see scientists come back to this and figure out, you know, some people purport that it does help them. We know that it can help some animals. Maybe it's something that we'll just have to study a little bit longer and tease out more benefits. But before you take these supplements or any others, it's really important to talk to your doctor, because there can be interactions with other things, particularly warfarin, and you just want to make sure that you're doing the right thing and not causing more harm.
Anything else that might help that we should know about?
You can't go wrong. Most of us don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. They are loaded with antioxidants and fiber. They're lower in calories. So if your osteoarthritis is caused by some weight problems, might help you lose a little weight, might perk you up a little bit. And again, you're not going to harm yourself. And plus, you'll have a better diet.
Does it matter if they're raw or cooked?
It doesn't matter if they're raw or cooked. Now, one of my grandmothers used to make spinach to the point where it could probably stand up by itself, you know. And so you might have altered it a little bit if you cook it that long. But mostly, if you're just cooking it normally, we know that whether you eat frozen, dried, canned, or fresh vegetables, that they all nutritionally are the same.